the SportsMap Radio Network, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code SportsMapRadio for 20% off. Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb, the midweek version. But it doesn't matter if it's midweek, beginning week, end week, or any parts of the week in between. It's always the good, the bad, and the dumb. Let's get the good of the day, Ron Culver.
You know, right around this time, this is when the Ryder Cup should be happening, right?
Yes, it should be going on this week, yes.
And there's no Ryder Cup to be had.
Wham, wham, wham.
But, and I'm kind of mad, this is kind of a little bit of a bad, too, because I had no idea this was even going on. There is a Ryder Cup-esque tournament that took place called the Payne Valley Cup. It was Tiger Woods' golf course that he designed in Missouri that was named after Payne Stewart.
Is that what I was watching a little bit of yesterday?
Yes.
With Rory McIlroy? I saw like highlights of something like this.
It was USA versus Europe.
What was this?
It basically, what it was, picture the match. It was called the match, right? With Tiger and Phil Peyton and Tom. It was kind of like that, except with four really good golfers. So yeah, Justin Thomas and Tiger Woods made up Team USA. Rory McIlroy and I believe Justin Rose made up Team Europe.
Oh, that's actually really good. I didn't know that was existed. That's kind of cool.
No one did. That's part of the problem. That's a little bit of the bad. But if you did catch any of it, or if you're catching some of the highlights, and I implore you to catch some of the highlights, Justin Thomas is a pretty good trash talker. And
yeah, he is.
The only problem is that all the audio from it is protected for some reason, so I'm not able to grab it to share with the masses.
Got it.
But I will describe to you two instances that were really fun.
Okay.
One was Tiger hit a ball, teed off, and hit a ball kind of a wayward shot, and the four of them are walking down the fairway, and they're all just kind of giggling and laughing, and Justin Thomas all of a sudden just rips out, just slams Michael Jordan. They're saying, oh, man, if we were just Jordan, we'd just drop our ball here and say, here it is.
Oh, well done.
Calling Jordan a cheater.
Well done, which I've heard before. So for him to publicly say that is kind of cool.
Jordan kind of, I would venture a guess that Jordan was kind of like, and I can't remember the character's name, but Ted Knight in Caddyshack.
Right.
You know, where he's just kicking his ball back onto the fairway. Yeah, Judge Snails.
Yep, Judge Snails.
Just kicking his ball into his fairway. It's like, oh, you didn't see that?
And hearing that trash talk, Jordan hit the driving range and then became a champions-level golfer.
Probably.
Right?
Probably.
Motivated by the slight of Justin Thomas calling him a cheater, Jordan dedicated the rest of his life to make it on the senior tour.
That'll be on the last hole.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
And then there's another video clip, which is really funny, is that Justin Thomas is setting up for a putt and wants to move Tiger's ball, or I guess they're playing each other's, and he, you know, went to just kind of adjust it, and he looked down and goes, oh, God. He's like, you know, yeah, he's like, I should have known this dum-dum has his name on the ball.
How cool is that, though? Imagine you're Justin Thomas. You're playing with Tiger Woods. This is the guy you watched as a little kid.
Yes.
Like growing up in Kentucky.
And now you're paired up with him. Taking on Team Europe.
You're a little kid. You're watching him win majors. You're playing golf. Because Justin Thomas's dad was a pro, so he was learning from his dad. But you're probably thinking as a kid, like maybe one day you'll get to meet Tiger Woods. And now like you're buddies with him and you're playing in some sort of competition tournament as his teammate.
Not only that, but you're comfortable enough to make fun of him.
Right, and make fun of him, yeah. Exactly.
You know, calling him dum-dum for having his name on the ball, and he squares up to hit, and he's like, I can't stare at that. I gotta flip it around.
And if I remember correctly, wasn't Justin Thomas an on-course reporter during the match with Brady, Manning, Mickelson, and Woods? He was a commentator.
Right, yeah.
So, and because he's really tight with Woods, and felt like he could, you know, they felt like there was some chemistry there that he could play off of when he was doing the commentary.
Well, you know what it might be, and this happens all the time. Like, probably, you know, there's probably a lot of golfers who are intimidated by Tiger still.
Right.
You know, just the status of him. I mean, obviously Phil's not. But, you know, maybe some of the newer guys that are coming along, like a Jordan Spieth type of player, who's intimidated by Tiger, who is almost afraid to have casual conversation, where Justin Thomas is like, man, I'm just going to call you Dum Dum. No big deal.
Right, sure.
Yeah, we're both professionals out here.
But there is a thing where people say about Tiger is if he likes you, if there's something about you that he likes you. Like, he really, like, yeah. You're in his circle. You get to stay there, and you get to do those kind of
things. He'll take you out to Perkins.
But if you're, yes, yes, he'll take you to Perkins, is right. If you're on the outside looking in, it's in Tiger knows you and acknowledges you, but you mess around, and you could be out for good.
So, yeah.
All right, very good, Justin Thomas. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, we got to give it to Russia. I sent you an article real quick. You don't need to click on the video because the picture speaks 1,000 words. But anyways, Russia was honoring its Teacher of the Year, and they gave out an award that basically looks like a crystal. I guess it's supposed to be a pelican.
They gave this is Teacher of the Year for the entire country?
Yes.
It's a big country.
And so they gave out an award, and it's it's supposed to... The rumor has it that it's a crystal pelican.
It's a crystal pelican. So let me guess, it doesn't look like a pelican.
Not at all. In fact, it looks more like a... using grown-up words, so if the kids are listening, they wouldn't know. It looks very phallic. It's a phallic statuette, if you will.
Got it.
Yeah. And not only on top of that...
Okay, I'm seeing it now. It does not look like a pelican.
Yeah, I think really it's supposed to be a pelican. I'm not
100%
sure.
It really doesn't
sure.
look like a pelican.
It does look like something else.
Why would you give a... I have no idea. Like, why would you make a pelican... Why would you give a pelican...
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know. But not only on top of that, she is holding the award with pride. All the other nominated Teachers of the Years go and rub it. They take turns walking past
That's great.
It, and all of them, you know, put their hands on it in some form or whatever. I mean, they're not going full shake weight on it.
Well, you know.
But I mean, whatever happened to maybe just like a big check?
Yeah, exactly. You know? Or maybe, you know, hey, how about an award that looks like an apple, right? But
yes,
maybe apples and
you God.
Maybe
you
apples there don't mean the same thing to teachers as we do here. I don't know.
Maybe it's a stack of books.
Maybe so. You say tomato, I say tomato. Here in this country would be an apple and books. Theirs, it looks like a, yeah, okay, I got you.
I don't know what it's, yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, woo.
I mean, talk about avant-garde. I mean, you know, don't get all crazy on us artists who are designing trophies. That's funny. That's
yeah.
really funny.
I mean, she, and on top of the trophy that she won, she does get a paid trip to London.
Oh, good
English.
For her. Good for her.
But, yeah.
Hey, remember in the old days, people in Russia wouldn't ever send somebody to London on a trip?
No.
Right? Remember the,
God,
like when
I
we were
remember.
Growing up, the idea of somebody from the USSR going to London was like armed guards and making sure they didn't defect.
This was
yeah,
the
it was like,
late,
go off to London.
In the late 80s, I can remember my aunt taking Russian just as a hobby because she worked in hospital administration. So she had some time and she was taking Russian as a hobby, learning the language, because she had a planned trip to go to Russia. And I thought, I'm like, well, you're never coming back.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Why
exactly.
would you voluntarily
would you
go
there?
To Russia?
Yeah. Remember Howard Hessman was on a TV show called Head of the Class
yes.
back in the late 80s, where about smart kids in New York City? They went to Russia in one of the episodes to try to form a bond and a relationship
to bridge
with that,
the gap.
Bridge
I mean,
the gap.
Can't
now,
you remember when Pepsi and jeans made it over there?
Oh, yeah.
It
no
was like
kidding.
A celebrated thing. Like, they got jeans and Pepsi. And I was like, yeah. okay, that's a big deal.
I mean, when I was a kid, Russia was like, we must get moose and squirrel. Now it's like,
yeah. And they stood in line just to get a loaf of bread.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
For hours. Like, you would see these long lines, like 4-hour wait times just to get a loaf of bread.
I'm now like, their God. Teachers are winning trips to London.
So and getting
yeah, getting weird-looking awards. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. Okay, there was a Pennsylvania authorities went searching for a missing paraglider.
Right.
Okay. They spent all night looking for him. They finally had to call off the search at 1:30. I mean, you know, they thought maybe he landed in a lake. He landed in some dense woods. They pretty much just spent hours upon hours looking for this guy. Turns out the guy was at home.
Ow! In bed. How did this? Wait a minute.
He was at home in bed, turned off his phone because he was tired.
So when they were trying to contact him, he had his phone turned off.
He wasn't responding.
Why are people turning off their phones? Like, aren't you supposed to leave it?
I don't know.
Look, I mean, that's one of the deals about getting a cell phone is that you can be reached at.
But on the flip side of it.
Like the flip side, he didn't think people were looking for him.
No,
right?
He didn't think people were looking for him. And if you were, wouldn't you send a cop or someone to the house to see?
Shame on the operations director of who's running this search, because all you needed was you could send people searching, because I know it's a frantic moment. If you believe somebody is missing, it's all hands on deck immediately. I get that. But you only need one person to just make sure that the individual is not at home, just to make sure he didn't slip through the cracks and ended up back at his house. You just go, everybody else run over here to the trees to look at this guy, but you actually go to his house to see if he's okay.
In fact, they never went there. He woke up and saw that he was a missing person, decided to phone the police, like, no, I'm here.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy. So who sent this group?
There was reports. Here it says police and emergency crew spent a good portion of Monday night following up on reports of a missing paraglider.
Yeah.
So there were reports of a missing paraglider. I guess, you know, maybe buddies of his, or he was part of a group, and they were like, well, he never returned. You know, I guess, or, you know, he didn't land where we landed. He landed somewhere else. I probably just dropped the equipment off. Nobody was there. It's like, well, I'm going to go home. I'm kind of tired.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to bed.
Real quick, we had this happen years ago in our neighborhood. There was a little boy was missing, and my mother was freaking out, so the whole neighborhood got out. We were all looking for him through the backyards and everything, and you know, every kid was out there running around. He was hidden in a box. He was hidden, like, upstairs in the attic. He was playing hide-and-seek and stayed up there. And it was one of those things where, like, did anybody just look through the house real quick before we all went knocking on people's doors and running through the woods and running through the neighborhood and getting, like, the entire neighborhood to search for this kid? Did anybody bother to just look through the house real quick
and
call his name and see if he was around, like, playing, like,
you know, maybe whatever. Getting in touch with the FBI.
Yeah, before we called the police and all, you know, we went to DEFCON 1. How about we just look through the house real quick just to make sure nobody did that.
And that's all that was needed here. That's all you need to do is knock on the door and say, hey, you here? You are. Call off the search. Call off the dogs. We're good. Everyone go home.
That's amazing. All right, Good, Bad, and the Dumb brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. It gives you sustained energy without the sugar jitters or crash. They get consistent 5-star reviews. They've got that all-natural ingredient, DBHP. It turns your metabolism and body into a fat-burning machine in only minutes. Feel energized while shedding unwanted pounds. Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Josh Alper joins us in 15 as we talk NFL after 2 weeks of the season. That's coming up on Sports Map Radio Wake Up Call.